this midterm election year. Now, if you've never done this before, you have no idea what I'm talking about. Stay with me for this half hour because I'm going to label this, why should I become a precinct delegate? For those of you who are already precinct delegates from the August 2024 election, your service is over. You have nothing else to do except run for precinct delegate again this year. Affidavits of identity that you filled out in the past, you had them notarized with the clerk, you filed them in time, and you were on the August ballot. Do it again. We need you this year. Now, for those of you who have never done it before, I want to explain to you what it is and why you should consider doing it. And I'm going to read this to you from Citizens for Traditional Values. This is a 4-page PDF file that I can download and email it to you. And it basically explains everything that I'm going to read right off of their flyer. The cover page, Citizens for Traditional Values, and the names of the individuals, James Moffitt, Eileen McNeil, are the leaders here in the state of Michigan, as well as the national Citizens for Traditional Values. Serving as a precinct delegate is one of the best ways for an average citizen to amplify their influence in the political process while supporting leaders who stand for traditional values. The positive results you can accomplish in this role are powerful and make a real difference. Getting started is easy, and the likelihood of winning your election to be a delegate seat is very, very high. Each delegate represents their fellow citizens in their neighborhood. Through votes cast at a local and state convention, delegates help to shape issues, select leaders in one of the two major political parties. You can be a precinct delegate for Democrat Party or the Republican Party. The conventions that the parties hold are used to select candidates for the very highest offices in state government. If you're not a precinct delegate yet, you have the opportunity to become one this year. Why? Because every 2 years, just like our state representatives and our U.S. congressmen, you have to be elected. You serve for a 2-year period. You will be on the August 4th primary ballot for your party, and then will be attending a county convention in later August after the primary election. What is a precinct? For you to be a delegate of a precinct, what is a precinct? Well, it's a division of a town or city marked out for the purpose of organizing votes in elections. Think of it basically, though, as your local neighborhood. Precincts vary in size and are determined by population. Now, for most of us here in northern Michigan and some of the rural areas around the state, your county designates how many precinct delegates are available from the last governor's election. Not presidential, governor. Based on the number of votes Governor Gretchen Whitmer got for the Democrats and the number of votes that Tudor Dixon got as the Republican, determines the population, what the county chair has to put out is an appropriations report. In that report, each township, city, or village gets apportioned so many delegates. I might have said appropriations, I'm sorry. That isn't correct. It's not based on money. I'm thinking budget this morning. Based on the apportionment report, then determines the number of delegates in your township, city, or village. Where is my precinct? Well, you can get this information from your voter registration card or your township, city, or even county clerk where you live. Or you can simply go to the Secretary of State's website, punch in your address, and they'll tell you where your precinct is and what it covers. Now, again, for most of us, especially here in northern Michigan, you represent your township. Some cities like Petoskey, perhaps the city of Sheboygan, they may have what they call wards, and they break it up differently. But in the end, you have to look at the map, how many delegates are available per the chairman's the absolute apportionment report, because that spells out exactly how many people can be elected. What is a precinct delegate? A precinct delegate is an elected position to represent a precinct for one of the two major political parties. Again, either Republicans or Democrats. However, each precinct must have at least one Republican and one Democrat. Some areas have more, depending again on population. What does a precinct delegate do? Well, the official role of a precinct delegate is to attend all county conventions for their party during the two-year term they serve. Each party hosts county conventions. At those county conventions, they select delegates to attend statewide party conventions, where they, those delegates, select the primary candidates for state-level elected offices, Secretary of State, Attorney General, the universities, and the Supreme Court justices. There may be three or four county conventions, depending on whether it's a presidential or gubernatorial cycle. This year, it's gubernatorial. This is called the midterm election. Precinct delegates also act as a conduit between their party and their local neighborhood, sometimes serving in other activities as well. So basically, you go and talk to your neighbors. You talk to people who live in your township. You get a kind of consensus as to who they're supporting or who they would like to support. When are precinct delegates elected? Precinct delegates are elected in the August primary election of even-numbered years. This year, 2026, the primary election is August 4th. A two-year term is what you get elected to. Delegates elected this year, August of 2026, will serve until August primary of the presidential election in 2028. How do I become a precinct delegate? Very simple to run for precinct delegate. First, you must be a registered voter residing in the precinct where you are running. You simply go to your clerk's office and fill out a form called an affidavit of identity. Don't sign it. until the notary from the clerk's office is back up at the window after you've provided your name, your street address, your email address, and your cell phone number, and which party you want to run for. Ask the clerk, come back to the window so that you can sign it in front of them and they can notarize it. This year, I believe the deadline is May 8th. Friday, May 8th is the deadline. To be safe, I would say May 5th, the special election date. What they'll do is take the notarized affidavit of identity. They will put the clerk's seal on it, stamp it, time and date it so you know exactly the date and time you turned it in, and then make you a copy. You keep that copy as proof that you filed. Once the affidavit of identity is processed, your name will show up on the ballot in the August primary under candidate for county convention delegate. There, you'll be able to see how many open seats there are, because right below that title, candidate for county convention delegate, it'll say, quote, vote for no more than 5, no more than 7, no more than 11, depending on population. This then will make you able to know that you're going to be on the ballot and you'll be able to see it. The clerk will send you a proof in July for you to review. We'll wrap this precinct delegate training up in the next segment. We'll be right back.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat.
And terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing. People, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Yes, I knew it all along. I'd have to come back home. Cause it's living on the road.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Precinct delegate training in this half hour. When you go to the clerk and you file your affidavit of identity, it gets time stamped, the seals put on it, you get a copy. You're going to be on the ballot in August. Now in July, the clerk will send you a proof to review the ballot. It'll be the actual proposed ballot. It may even be June, because we do have 45 days of early voting, so you might even get the proof in June. When you get the proof, look at it. Verify that your name is spelled correctly. If the number of candidates is less than or equal to the number of available positions, you can win your election with a single vote. If you vote for yourself or your wife votes for you, you win. If there are more candidates, 11, 12 people running, let's say for seven positions, then you're going to have to campaign to have a chance of winning. What do you do? How do you campaign to be a precinct delegate? Well, all you do is go to your local printer or Vista Print and have some business cards printed up. I recommend white, plain paper cards. Don't get the glossy ones. You want to be able to write on the back of them. If you're running as a Democrat, I recommend white paper with blue ink. If you're running as a Republican, white paper with red ink. Now, sometimes delegates can win with just a few votes, but don't let the ease of your election cause you to just sit on the couch. Use this opportunity to let people know in your community, in your township, that you're running. Give them a card. You go to the gas station, go inside to pay your bill, give the person in that township where you buy gas your card. Ask them if you can leave a few cards on the counter. I'm running to represent the people in this township with the Republican Party. Leave a stack of your cards there. When you go grocery shopping in your township, party store, convenience store, whatever, pay inside, ask to leave some cards on the counter. Door knock on a Saturday before the August 4th primary. Knock in your subdivision, knock in your community. Tell them that you're excited to be their voice in the party. I will represent you. This is what I want to do to be part of serving my neighbors and my community. And that's why I would appreciate your vote. Additionally, connect with your local county party chair. Introduce yourself. Express your enthusiasm to be involved in the political process. Request to be added to their email list. Stay informed. Go to their monthly meetings. Find out when their monthly meetings are and where they have their meetings. Inquire about ways how you can contribute. Maybe join the party, pay dues. Attend their fundraising events. Meet your neighbors before the primary election. Contact as many people as you can in your township, city, or village. Take a drive around the neighborhood. Stop and knock on doors. Talk to people in businesses. Talk to your church. Talk to other churches. Anyone and everyone you can in your precinct. And then you get elected on August 4th, you will be serving for a two-year period. Again, what's your obligations? All you have to do is attend a call to convention by your county. You attend those conventions and you learn about the process. Maybe you tell your county chair you would like to go to the state convention, which is like what we just did this past Saturday in Novi. Over 2,200 precinct delegates, almost 700 alternates attended the event on Saturday. Lots of people, lots of politicians. We heard from Perry Johnson, candidate for governor, John James, and Ralph Rebant. It was a great event heading into this election year. And by the way, your county chairs will email you and, if necessary, call you or mail you in the mail the date and location of your county conventions. It's very, very, very easy to do. But if you do this, you will be seen as part of the political process in electing our officials. People have questions. They might call you. You gave them a card. They might say, who do I vote for in November? That's your way to influence the vote in your local community. Get out the vote effort. And this year, everybody's on the ballot except for president. Getting a new governor, a new U.S. senator. We have the opportunity for new congressmen, new state reps, new state senators. Everybody at the state level. Serving us in Lansing and serving us in Washington, D.C. You guys need to be a part of the process to make sure we get out the vote and get good people. That's my Precinct Delegate podcast, and I will be turning this into a YouTube video. Hour number two today's show, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.
Your current time is 10 o'clock.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news provider, delivering real, honest news to Michiganders statewide.
Good morning for Michigan News Source. I'm David Barr. A popular Democrat running for the U.S. Senate in Michigan is taking fire for suggesting that he shouldn't take a public position on the death of the Iranian Supreme Leader Khomeini because people in Dearborn are, quote, sad. Abdul El-Sayed was recorded making the comment in a staff meeting. El-Sayed went on to say that he would go straight to pedophilia accusations against the president if pressed by reporters. Republicans were quick to point out that it's another example of how extreme Democrats have become. The Michigan Speaker of the House, Matt Hall, is calling on Governor Gretchen Whitmer to opt Michigan into a new federal program he says could help improve student literacy. The Education Freedom Tax Credit Program is a federal initiative that allows people to donate to student education and receive a tax break of up to $1,700. Hall said Michigan families will only see the money